Psalm 47 for this morning. The psalm says that the Lord is most high. He's terrible. He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us. He will put the nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance. We don't, but he does. God has gone up with a shout, even with the sound of the trumpet. He is the king of all the earth. He reigns over the heathen. He sits upon the throne of his holiness. Yes, he does. And he puts it around us as a robe of righteousness. That holiness, that throne that he sits on, he puts it around us as we confess our sins and surrender to him. We wear his robe of righteousness, not our own. It doesn't count for much, but his counts for everything. The shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. What a fantastic, fantastic God. Now, I read you what it says about him. Now, I'm going to read you what we're supposed to do about it. Okay?
Okay.
We're supposed to clap our hands, all you people.
Yeah.
We're supposed to shout to God with a voice of triumph. Yay! We're supposed to sing praises to God. Sing praises to him. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Sing praises with understanding. Can you do that this morning? If you believe all the things that I first said about God, then it's really easy to sing praises with understanding. He is high. He is terrible. He's over all the earth. He will put the nations under our feet. He will subdue the enemies. He will give you an inheritance. So therefore, we can stand and we can say this together with joy in our hearts and then enter right in to worship. Pat, let's stand, everybody. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Sing praises with understanding.